There are experiences we accept as truth. You sense them, you feel them. There is also imagination. Those things that can only exist in the recesses of the mind. But what about the moments that flash before you? Are you absolutely sure that noise is the leaky faucet you've been meaning to fix? Or is it the footsteps of a stranger approaching? Perhaps it's one or the other, but all the more likely it falls somewhere on the middle of the grayscale. Let's begin, shall we?
Come on. Ah, success!
That's not a songbird you hear. That's Elgin Lumpkin, an everyman at best, currently amidst his morning routine, making toast the old-fashioned way.
Here we go. Hello? Cindy, baby, how you doing? It's Friday. What do you mean? Did I forget what? Our anniversary! 8 months already. No, I didn't forget. I was just marveling at the accomplishment. Ow. Ooh. No. I had just a burn from the stove. What were you going on about? Our big day. Of course I've got something planned. A fancy dinner. Just you and me tomorrow night. No, tonight I have to work. I've already used all my sick days for my impetigo outbreak. You remember. What's wrong with celebrating tomorrow? Well, I don't think it loses any significance. It's just celebrating 8 months and a day. I know it's important to you, but I've been under the microscope at the factory. If I play hooky again for something trivial, they might fire me. Whoa, trivial doesn't mean bad. Plenty of great things are trivial. You love Trivial Pursuit. You are important to me, dear. I want to spoil you, but I can't do that from the unemployment line. I absolutely want to celebrate us. 8 months, that's something. That's twice as long as my relationship with my ex-wife. No, I wasn't comparing you. I know we're not married yet. No, I wasn't implying that we should. Oh, crap. Honey, I have to put out a fire. What? No, I wasn't multitasking again. Just, no, you are important. Look, I'll be right back. Just don't hang up. As I was saying, Cindy? Hello? I tell her not to hang up, and what does she do? She hangs up. It's me, Elgin. Maybe you ran out the door, or maybe you just don't want to pick up. Good news, my apartment didn't burn down, so I've still got that. I don't have a lot, though. Sorry, that's me whining. I don't need much. All I need is a roof over my head, a job that pays, a woman like you, and toast that isn't burnt. It should be easy, but sometimes I feel like I can't have any of that. I'm rambling again. I know you don't like it, but we're just gonna have to celebrate tomorrow. I wish it weren't so, but I can't be in two places at once. Cindy? I'm gonna have to call you back. There's a wormhole opening in my living room. Love ya.
Oh, that landing's always rough.
Are you?
Elgin Lumpkin, yes.
You're just like me.
No, I'm nothing like you.
Elgin Lumpkin? And Elgin Lumpkin, one, a perennial loser, the other, yet to be classified. A literal tableau of taking a good look at yourself in the mirror, a study in the reaction to self-evaluation to be conducted on the grayscale.
Here you go.
Thanks. This is what coffee tastes like in your dimension?
Well, not all coffee. This is instant coffee.
But it took time to make.
Yes.
So it wasn't instant.
No, I guess not.
Your dimension is very funny.
So, you're from the future?
No, I'm from the right now, just not here.
Can we start from the beginning again?
It's really quite simple. But I suppose I can dumb it down for you.
I'd appreciate it.
There are thousands of Elgin Lumpkins all living their own lives simultaneously over the vastness of every dimension of time.
Oh. Well, this is all kind of bonkers, right? I'm happy you decided to visit, though. It's very exciting.
I didn't decide to visit. It was decided upon. The League of Lumpkins felt it necessary for me to intervene. Just look at your welcome. This instant coffee, this apartment. The state of affairs is truly alarming.
Well, the giant hole in the wall doesn't help. If I knew you were coming, I could have prepared.
Well, you didn't know? We sent you many messages. Have you been checking your intradimensional email account?
I don't even have a computer.
Oh, my. This really is a test.
Would you like something to eat with your coffee? I can put some toast on the stove.
In my dimension, they have a box that does it for you.
A toaster? Yeah, we've got those too.
Back home, I'm president of a toaster company.
You're the president? Wow. I just work on the floor.
Don't worry, we'll change that. Will you toast me some toast and we will go over the plan?
Oh, I don't have a toaster.
But you work in a toaster factory.
Yes.
You don't see the tragedy in that?
It's just an appliance.
If I heard one of my floor workers say that, I would fire them on the spot. This is your problem, Elgin. You have to take charge of your life. You have to attack your life, demanding excellence from the people around you. You're a lumpkin, for God's sake.
I don't know how to be anyone else.
Elgin, I'm going to be very frank with you. Of all the lumpkins across all the dimensions, you are by far the worst off. We are a collection of highly regarded citizens, except for you. You are the one blemish to a truly refined legacy. We are sick and tired of that. You are the worst!
Whew, that's tough. I don't feel like I'm the worst. I just try to do my best, you know?
There's no time for wallowing. We must start improving your life.
Why? Will something bad happen?
Yes! Those damn Gundersons will keep denying us entry to the Intradimensional Cigar Club. That cannot happen anymore.
Ooh, sounds fancy.
It is. So let's start rebuilding. Introduce yourself to me.
Nice to meet you. I'm Elgin Lumpkin.
No, all wrong. Elgin Lumpkin is your father's name. You have to distinguish yourself. Add Mystique.
I just go by L. Try again.
How you doing? I'm L. Lumpkin.
No, L is my thing. Be original.
I'm sorry. I'm very overwhelmed. I have a lot going on.
Like what?
I'm just getting over a bout of impetigo. It's my 8-month anniversary with my girl Cindy, and she's really upset because I have to work.
One. It's impetigo. 2. Cindy.
Has she already returned from her Rhodes Scholarship?
No. She waits tables. I think your Cindy might be a little bit more gifted.
I see. Well, we will improve her, too. First, you are going to march into work and demand the day off and a promotion.
Are you crazy? They'll can me.
No, they won't, because you are going to win them over with your booming presence.
I think they've had enough of my presence. I just try to stay out of the way.
Not anymore. Now you are the way. Now, about Cindy.
Elgin Lumpkin, open the door. Don't make me wait out here.
I better talk her down. That's her angry knock.
Let me handle her. I have a way with women.
Well, what should I do?
Hide in the next room. Go!
Well, look here.
Well, look here yourself. You try to brush me off with some heartfelt mumbo-jumbo, and just when you're running out of words, you try to weasel your way out by saying there's a wormhole you have to attend to? How stupid do you think I... What the hell happened to your wall?
Just some remodeling. I'm adding another room.
You can't afford to take me out, but you're adding another room?
Quite the contrary. I'm adding the other room because we'll be needing the extra space when you move in.
What?
What?
Who said that?
Just an architect. Don't mind him. I didn't know you were coming over. I thought you would be preparing for our date.
You told me you have to work.
Yes, I was just playing a little joke. I got the night off so I could dedicate my attention on you and only you.
That doesn't sound like you at all, Elgin.
Call me Eli.
But your name is Elgin.
I'm Eli now.
Are you sick? Do you have impetigo? Did it go to your brain?
No. How could impetigo... Forget it. I'm fully well, my dear. The only thing that makes me sick is that you've caught me red-handed. I wanted to surprise you with the news tonight.
This doesn't feel right.
You don't want to move in?
Of course I want to move in. I've been dropping hints for months, but you never wanted to even talk about it. And now, all of a sudden, you're building new rooms. For me, it just doesn't fit. My mother passed down some rotten traits, but I've got her spot-on intuition, and it's telling me this stinks.
That's just the smell of burnt toast. I'm offering you everything you've ever wanted. You can have money, intimacy, someone who you can be proud to call your partner.
Partner?
That's what you want, isn't it?
Elkin, this is...
Eli.
I'm not calling you Eli.
Just taste it on your tongue. Eli.
Did you just ask me to taste a word?
Yes, and you'll taste so much more tonight. You will taste the fruits of Eden. The taste of all your wants at your fingertips. And you'll taste the delicacy of the chef's special from the finest table at Maison de la Lune. Why are you laughing?
Because this is ridiculous. They wouldn't let people like us into a place like that.
We are exactly the kind of people that places like that exist for.
You're not taking me to the Maison de la Lune, right?
Should I call and cancel the booking?
This is for real?
As real as me standing before you.
I can't wait.
Why should you? We'll go now.
But I can't wear this.
I know. I'll buy you new clothes on the way. Give me a moment to ready myself, and I'll meet you downstairs.
Au revoir. Is that how they say it in France?
Not quite. See you in 5. That wasn't so hard, now was it?
She's moving in?
It's part of the plan.
I'd like to see this plan.
You love her, right?
Well, I feel strongly about her, yes.
Then she's moving in. Behind every great man is a great woman. You'll wed, have kids, and die happy. It's settled.
Oh, I think I need to sit down.
No time. You have to go to work. I'll take care of Cindy, but you have to go improve your career by yourself. Just remember to be forceful.
I don't know how to do that. I don't know what to say.
I'll write the words for you. You just have to say them. Quick, say, I'm Eli Lumpkin and I'm mad as hell. I'm Eli Lumpkin and I'm mad as hell. Practice on the way there. Try to sound less like a pushover. I'm Eli Lumpkin and I'm mad as hell. I'm Eli Lumpkin and I'm mad as hell. I'm Eli Lumpkin and I'm mad as hell.
Ugh. night.
Where's Cindy? Should I hide? She's having a smoke. We've got a few minutes. How did the meeting go?
I'm not sure.
What's wrong with your hand? And your face? Did you get into fisticuffs?
Well, I was practicing the speech the whole way there. I was very focused. So I walked right into the boss man's office. He was in the middle of the meeting with the union reps. I don't think they were happy to see me. But I was there, and I was ready to say the speech, but... well, someone had spilled coffee on the floor and forgot to clean it up, I suppose. So I, slipped.
Jesus.
Well, I'd planned to start out by pounding my fist on the table to really prove my point, but I had so much momentum, I broke my hand on the table and then went face first on the way down.
So you didn't do the speech?
Well, I got out, "I'm Eli Lumpkin and I'm mad as hell." Then I blacked out. Woke up in a hospital. They drove me home for free, though, so that was nice. How'd the date go?
I think this dimension might be cursed.
What happened?
Cindy is simply boorish. The mouth on her. It was like she was taking advantage so she could say, "Pardon my French," as much as possible. Like it was some joke. Is that funny?
It's a little funny. Did she laugh afterwards?
Yes! A terrible cackle. She disturbed other patrons.
When she laughs like that, she gets so into it that her eyes roll back in her head.
I think it's cute. I think it's gruesome. Her behavior, she pinched the waiter's butt.
Was he better looking than us?
They kicked us out, you know. She should have known better. I thought you said she was a waitress.
She is, but at her restaurant, they encourage you to insult the patrons. It's kind of their shtick.
Oh, this world makes no sense!
It doesn't sound like it was that bad. I thought you were going to say that she wants to leave me.
I think that would be the best thing for you. You can do so much better.
But I like Cindy.
And your instincts are atrocious.
Why did you lock the door?
I'll fix this.
Hide.
Where?
Behind the couch.
I know you don't like me smoking, but that food made my stomach uneasy. I'll tell you what, I've had dirtier water dogs that go down easier than that expensive crapola.
Cindy.
What?
You are a disgusting pig.
You're not so easy on the eyes yourself, mister.
I hope you enjoyed walking into the apartment just now, because it's the last time you will ever do so. Please turn around and walk out of my life forever.
What is this? No, go back to the... I love you, darling. Please move in with me. Strategy. I am not about this attitude.
You should leave.
No, don't go.
Elkin, I think there is someone behind your couch.
It's me. Don't leave, please.
Oh, what's this? It's my evil twin.
Stop it. Stop lying. We have to tell Cindy the truth.
Yes, please do.
The truth is... this is a version of me from another dimension who has been sent over space and time to help me into a better person.
My mother was right. I do need to see a shrink.
It's the truth, honest. Tell her, Elle.
What's the point? I can't figure this out. I've got this sudden feeling in the pit of my stomach. It's an emptiness. What is this?
Disappointment?
Why would you have such a thing? I've had enough of you people.
Cindy, you might want to cover your ears.
Why?
Au revoir, all losers. That's how you say it in France.
I'm sorry you had to spend the day with him. He's a bit of a jerk.
You're the jerk.
I'm sorry, dear. I just wanted to make you happy.
It's all fake. You didn't care about our anniversary. You didn't want to spoil me. You didn't want me to move in at all.
Well, that's just not true. Well, at least the last two parts. I don't think 8 months calls for a celebration.
Aha, so you admit it.
Well, hold on a second. I do want to spoil you, and I think I really do want you to move in.
Then why did you never want to talk about it?
Because I didn't want you to move in. Well, not till today. There are some things wrong with me. I want to be more, but I can't. Not right now. I just don't have the tools. And with my ex-wife... I'm working on it.
but I didn't want you to move in because I can't bring myself to let someone get that close. But for you, I'd be willing to try. I want to be that close. I was working on getting a better job for you, but I just shot all that to hell.
You're rambling.
I'm working on that, too. I want to be the guy you want me to be.
Elgin?
No, really, listen to me. I'm pretty sure I don't have a job anymore. There's a gaping hole in my wall that I can't afford to fix. I work in a toaster factory, and I don't even have a toaster! I see the tragedy in that now. I'm a failure.
Don't say you're a failure.
But it's true. I have nothing in my life. Nothing. But somehow, some way, I have you. I couldn't bear to lose you, but I know I probably will. Tell me how to fix myself, please. I'll do whatever. I'm willing. I punched a table today. Broke my hand. All for you.
Elgin, I never had a problem with who you are. I love who you are.
You're not embarrassed to be seen with me?
No, I wasn't. But now, I am. All that stuff you're working on, you said you were doing it for me, and I'd much rather you be doing it for you.
That's all I have to do?
Goodbye, Elgin. Call me when you get that wall fixed.
Oh, what a day. Cindy?
Delivery for Elgin Lumpkin, please sign.
Oh.
Thank you.
Dear Mr. Lumpkin, we apologize for the accident today as a result of unsafe work environments. We will work tirelessly to improve the conditions for our loyal employees. Please take as much time as you need to heal, and we will gladly cover all medical costs and increase your yearly salary to alleviate any damage this incident might have caused you. We would like to avoid litigation and are prepared to do whatever it takes to prevent it. Enjoy this token of our apology, management.
Huh. A toaster. I've always wanted one of these.
Elgin Lumpkin, a man who survived living with himself, though he may have lost things along the way, love, income, a wall, what he decides to replace them with is completely up to him. The result of our experiment stands before us, a man with a shiny new toaster who can go by whatever name he wants.
The Grayscale is a production of CPT Broadcasting, the audio storytelling arm of Critical Point Theater, an ensemble-based performance company. You can hear more about what we do, including other podcasts, at criticalpointtheater.com. Critical Point Theater is a sponsored project of Fractured Atlas, a nonprofit art service organization. The Grayscale is produced by Executive Director Julia Katz, Associate Director Lanny Fu, Podcast Production Manager Chelsea Rugg, and the head honcho of all CPT podcasts, Andrew Terrence Caberline. The Best Version of Myself was written by Andrew Terrence Caberline, directed by Dylan Amick, and edited by Chelsea Rugg. The episode starred Matthew Schott and Madeline Calandrillo, with Nate Bedencourt as the voice inside your head. Join us on August 1st for our next episode.
No, I shouldn't have shit. Now we at 0 out of 90 feet.